Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Gimel, and we're holding on daf Samach Beis on Beis. We just finished learning yesterday the first of the big lines, in which we were continuing to discuss things that marriage provides. And the last thing that we learned was Rav Barulo darshaned that without a woman, the person does not have shalom. He based this on the pasuk v'yadata ki shalom alecho v'kadot alavecha v'lo techta. So continuing now, on the last word of that line, Omer Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, kol hayodea pi'ishto, shi'irat shamayim, ve'ino pukta. Someone who knows that his wife has Yirat Shamayim, and he does not sleep with her when he's supposed to, Nikra Chotei is considered to be a Chotei. Shemem Rav Yadata ki Shalom Alecha. If you know that your wife is complete, Shlima, in that she's Yirat Shamayim, and you don't do what you have to do, Pakat Tanavecha, only if you sleep with her, then Lo Techeta. Then you would not have sinned, but otherwise you will have sinned. The Yom Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Rav Yeshua ben Levi also said from there, Chayav Adam Lifkot Et Ishto B'Shah Shu Yotzei L'Derach. Shemem Rav Yadata, the other thing is that a person should know that he leaves in Ohel, leaves his home in a state of peace, because being as his wife will be saddened by his departure, she desires him when he's about to depart. So because of that, if he leaves without sleeping with her, and without some romance before departure, so he's leaving a home that is not in peace. We see from there that he would be mechuyev, even though it's not the time of his normal onah, nonetheless he would be mechuyev to take care of her. Ask the Gemara, how miyacha nafka? We don't need this pasuk to tell me that. We learn that out mihatam nafka. We learn it from the pasuk in Ganena. Ve'el ishech teshukatech. The woman has a profound desire for her husband, which means that teshuka means that there's a desire to connect to something that is just out of reach. And if that's the case, as he's leaving, there's deeper desire. So if that's the case, if he's about to depart, so then there's by definition a deeper desire for him, and therefore that becomes now his chiyuv to her at the time that she needs to be taken care of. What we're talking about over here is a new chiddush that I wouldn't have known from the Yadata, that I wouldn't have known from Isha Ishech Teshukatech, which I need to know from the Yadata Kishalom Alecha, which is that we're paskin in here that he should be poketet ishto even samuch levesta. Even though normally we do not allow any kind of sexual relations within the period that is near to the veset, near to the time in which she would get her period, in this case, we are matir. And we're actually mechayev you. The kama, what is considered to be samuch levesta, v'amarala ona, it's a 12-hour period, so that let's say she normally gets her period sometime during the day, so the entire 12 hours of the day is considered to be samuch levesta. She gets her period at night, so the entire night is samuch levesta. Those Rishonim who learn that it means next to that veset. So if she would normally get her period in the day, then the night before is the veset. But in any event, there's a big problem with this. Tosfos asks that lechora, the halacha of not sleeping with a woman samuch levesta, is an issur d'oraita. As it says, v'yizartem et b'nei Yisrael mipumotam, and from there we learn, the Gemara learns out in the Shavuos, that there's a chiyuv to stay away from a woman at samuch levesta. So how is it that we could possibly be matir here? Even if you hold like Mandy Omer, that's not something that's smacht, that's the Rabbanon, because we'll see later on, we're talking about a guy's leaving for a business trip. Why would we be matir samuch levesta for something that's a dvar reshus? If you got a problem, wait until after her veset, and that you're able to take care of her normally, and then go on your business trip. So Tosis has a different pshat, and he says, of course, we're not talking about a pekida of actual intercourse. We're talking about that what he has to do, he has to make sure that he spends on ona. He has to spend 12 hours. Let's say he's out of town. And he's going away for a business trip now. He has to come back from the office. He has to spend 12 hours, one ona, with her. Not sleeping with her, but paying attention to her, talking to her, romancing to her. And then he can go. The Kiddush being says something, but after you might think that would be Margal in the Dvar there, that if he's being so romantic, he'll end up sleeping with her and be over on the Yisr V'Yizartem Et B'nei Yisrael Mitumotam. Kamashman, that no, Adarabba, that it's a mitzvah and that he doesn't have to put off his trip because of it, but that this is the way he should be Yotzi his Chiyuv. So it's a very, very different approach. According to Rashi's approach, the Ona is a reference to what is considered to be Somuch Levesta. According to Tosfos, Ona means how long must you spend with her in order to make her happy, even though you're not going to be sleeping with her. So we have two major pshatim. There's also another pshat, which is in the Mukhe Yosef, which says that if the woman is indeed a nida, and Tosfos actually says that it's talking about, his girsa has, lo nitzcha ela b'shat nidata, not samach levesta, which he believes is an insertion by someone who made a mistake, thinking that we were actually being matir intercourse, therefore he couldn't understand how it said nida, it must mean samach levesta, which he must call it nida, but this is obviously even samach levesta, we would be matir. So the Mukhe Yosef says, indeed we're talking about where his wife is benidasa, so he should have to put off his trip, that's what it's saying, a person is a chiyav, to put off his trip when necessary. So according to the Mukhe Yosef, which also the Ritva brings, by the way, a similar pshat, so then when the Gemara says, how much, and it says, Ona means how much time does he have to wait around waiting for it to be Tevel, even if he's going to miss his flight or he's going to miss in those days at Shayara's caravan. And it answers, oh, no. Okay, well, we basically have three different pshatim in this Gemara. Halacha l'maisa, it actually is a major machlokas. There's a lot of Rishonim that weigh in on this. And actually, Rashi's pshat is supported also by the Ravid, and by the Smag, and by the Rajba, and the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is that way, that it means even betashmish, l'kula. And Tosfos, as we saw here, it holds not like that. He's supported by the Rosh as well, and by the Smag, and the Rambam Paskins, indeed, l'chumra. There's another approach to how we could possibly be matur d'oraisa, if indeed it's a d'oraisa, and that's the Netziv's interesting approach. The Netziv's approach is that once we learn out from Elishech to Shukatech that a woman is mishtotet l'ba'ala, so then this becomes his fee of d'oraisa, including in Sherak Sutava Onata, this becomes her Onata, therefore it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and a mitzvah d'oraisa would be doth the v'yizartem. A difficult chat for many reasons, but in any event, that really sums up the various issues over here. When do we say that he's mechuyev to do this? He would put off his trip or to romance his wife or spend time with intercourse. That's only where he's leaving on a business trip or something that it's up to him. If let's say he has to run out of town for some tzarecha mitzvah, so then we're afraid that if we allow him or mechayev him to spend all this time with his wife before, he may end up, in fact, losing out on the mitzvah, and then we're not mechayev. Someone who loves his wife as he loves himself. Again, this doesn't mean emotional love, necessarily, any more than loving yourself is necessarily emotional love. It means that you pay as much attention to her in terms of how you connect to a thing. And that is that when you say, I like this, I care about this, you care about her the way you care about yourself, is what it means. You have to worry about her self-respect and her self-image more than you would your own, because a woman is far more vulnerable. If she's going to be walking around in a dress that people will be laughing at, it's going to be a lot worse than if you're walking around in a suit that's not exactly the top. Therefore, you should, having limited funds, spend less than is really necessary for yourself and use that extra money to spend on your wife and get her better clothing than you get yourself. So that's yoter migufo. Someone who makes sure that his children are trained to go through a path in life that is straight and decent and honorable, and full of the correct Derech Avram, of course, which is called the Derech Hashem. V'hameisiyan samuch leperkan, and one who sees to it that they get married close to the time of their puberty. So now, this is a little bit of a problem. There's no say, samuch, if we learn samuch leperkan means a bit before they reach puberty. So then we have a little bit of an issue, because lechora there is no takana of a marriage for a young male. We only find that it's possible to take a suitor for your daughter while she is young. But if your son is not bar mitzvah, you can't accept a wife for him. And we certainly don't find that the Rabbanan made a takana of kedushin. The Rabbanan, that we'll see later on. So Tosfos says, b'chadish over here, that even though there is no takana of kedushin, nonetheless, the Rabbanan made an allowance for childhood sex. So in other words, we don't view that type of act of setting up home as children, we don't view that as something that we want to tell children is wrong. On the contrary, we want to encourage them to actually set up shop and to enjoy each other while they're young. But this, otherwise it would be called a latznut, of course, we teach our children not to just go sleeping around. But what it is that the Chachomim were mitakein is that they gave this a certain stability, la'alocha, which means that it's not considered to be latznut, and because of that, we can encourage it and don't view it as something that is off of the Derech HaYosha, which could lead them to doing averus in the future. But when it comes time, according to the Shitas, when it comes time, and they're old enough now to get married, so at that point, they would need, indeed, to go make sure that they have Edim, and that they go into Yichud in front of Edim, and that way they would have a d'oraita marriage. So this is all according to the way the Tosfos is learning over here. The Rambam learns that a child is not supposed to be sleeping around, even on a permanent basis, and he therefore calls the Bia V'Katan a Biadznut. And therefore, he understands that near maturity means not long after maturity, so you would have to see to it that your child was, your son was 13 years old at the time that you bring him a woman, and not any younger. Now, the Maisa, the Bach, learns that it's difficult to believe that on something like this we would find a machlokes, brings many rayas to the Samach Lepirkan, and he understands that therefore the meaning over here is the 13th year. So he says it depends now whether you're talking about his entering now the 13th year. So if he's not in his 13th year, in other words, he's not 12 years old, he's only 11 years old. So here's where the Rambam is saying that the Rabbanan did not allow promiscuity for children, and when he's talking about where he's already in his 13th year, that is not considered to be promiscuous. That's considered to be a healthy experience for him, and something that gets him used to the idea of being with a woman, and setting up a life, and he's able to grow up together with her. Also, the Bacchus is another interesting chilik. There's an afkamina between a child who takes a woman for himself and a child where the father would be bringing him a woman. So in other words, if he's not fully 13 years old, the Rabbanan did not allow children free sex, so that if he just likes a girl, he can't decide he's going to set up shop. However, if his father sets him up a woman, then even before 13, it's considered to be a mitzvah, because then his father teaches him that this is not just promiscuity, it's not just fun, we're setting you up a home, we're making you an adult, and in that case, the experience is a beneficial one, rather than one that can lead him astray in the future. So anyway, somebody who does that, and sees to it that his children or in his home is going in the right direction, you will know that your home is in peace, because once your children are on the internet and they're sexually mature, your home will know no peace. Continues the Gemara, ha'ohev et shecheinav. This seems to be a little bit a tangential comment, but the Maharal explains that all of the things that we're talking about over here are similar to seeing to it that your own home, this is your extended home, your neighborhood, your friends, this too is an extended home, and we base this on the Pasuk. As we'll see, the Navi begins by talking about Kitire Aron v'chisito, says Yishayo. You see the naked, you cover him, and it talks about Mibsar Chalo Lotitalein, do not ignore your family, and it continues on after all of that to say, Ostikrava Shemyane, then you can shout out, and God will answer your prayers. And that's basically, we're going to darshan the various elements, even though the Gemara doesn't bring it, only brings the end, but we seem to be darshan the elements in the pasuk. So, Ohevet Shchinav, someone who loves his neighbors. And even the people that you can't choose, your relatives, you take good care of them. And they say, you go and you marry your sister's daughter. Why your sister's daughter? Because your sister's daughter is basically, sister's generally close to a brother, there's a warm feeling already there, and there's a sense of belonging together, and as some of the Rishonim point out, if it wouldn't be that the Torah ossered a marriage with a sister, then that would be the most wonderful thing in the world. And it's a chok. Again, the Christians take this out of context to make it something that's terrible to marry a sister, but in the Torah, on the contrary, as Ramban points out, the most wonderful thing in the world, if it hadn't been that the Torah said otherwise, is that every father would dream of having his son marry his daughter, and they would continue living within the family home, and they would continue using the family's money and build generations. But what can we do? The Torah says that's not the way to go. But over here, where you can marry, and it's allowed, and it's as close as you can get to your sister. So that's great. So, with that approach, the idea is Dafka, your sister's daughter, because a person feels that type of closeness to a sister and that type of warmth. And again, it's not acceptable to say in Western circumstances, but there's that amount of erotic attraction to a sister as well. This way it has its outlet and its correct place in the sister's daughter. But it wouldn't apply to a brother, because there would be no way for us to look at marrying a brother and calling it a good marriage. And therefore, a brother child is also not something that would be particularly attractive. Or, as Rashi learns, a person generally has deeper feelings, more romantic feelings about a sister than about a brother. And because of that, he'll love his wife more. He'll associate it with where she comes from. However, the Rashbam learns over here that there's no difference between Bat Achiv and Bat Achoto. The only reason it says Bat Achoto is because generally your sister will push you for it and your brother won't. Whereas the Rabbi Natan indeed agrees with Rashi. He gives another reason, and he says the reason is that there's a similarity in terms of Mazal. So in other words, we say most children are similar to your wife's family, to the brothers of your wife. So that means that there's that connection of in a woman that we don't have in a man. Somebody who gets money to a poor man at the time that he needs it badly. He sees to it that somebody has the money that he needs. Tzitzis says, but wait a second, the Gemara Chagiga used exactly those words, b'shat tochko, to say that that's a terrible thing. And Rabbi Natan explains, remember we had in Chagiga a number of different explanations about this. So Rabbi Natan explains that the difference is that the Gemara of Nehemiah Chagiga was talking about Bishat Tochko in the sense that the tax service is out to get him. He doesn't have enough money to pay. He's going to have to sell his house. There's a good chance he's going to be able to negotiate that downwards. Now all of a sudden a guy shows up and says, oh, don't worry, I'm happy to pay his entire tax bill and I'll take the mortgage on his own, which obviously is a pretty rotten thing to do. That's talking about Bishat Tochko. It means literally to provide for him the money that he needs at that point to live. In any event, whoever does such things, Alava Katuv Omer, the Pasuk then continues, Os Tikra Vashem Yaneh Tishava Vayomar Hineni. When you cry out, God will respond. Okay.
Yesterday we learned someone without a wife is called, he's without shalom. That was the maximum that we had. He doesn't have Torah, he doesn't have chema, and so on. Today, says Rabbi Elazar, he's not even called human. It's only when it's Zachar and Nekeva together that we deal with a human. So that what is viewed as a nuclear identity in Western society is actually not an identity at all. The only identity of Adam is when it isn't nuclear. Yomar Rabbi Elazar, kol adam sheino karka eino adam. We know that b'chlal, also Isha and Soda, obviously are fundamentally interrelated. We learn out the din of Kinyan Isha from Soda, that's Kinyan Rabbi from Isteyev, from many, many in Yonim, Arboim Yom, Kodim Leila Savlad. So it says that the Isha plonit goes to Soda, so that's the Soda plonit plonit. So those sugyas always go together. There's another indication. So just like without a woman, an adam is only a half entity, so too the relationship of a human being to the universe around him is through the earth. It's through the earth and it's through the wife. Shinema shamayim shamayim lashem va'aretz latan libnei adam. So land is meant for humans. Humans without land are not human. V'yomar Rabbi Elazar, ma'i dechtive eselo ezer kenegdo, which seems to be contradictory. Is it ezer? Is it kenegdo? That's the question. If he's zocha, so azarta. She's kenegdo. She argues with him about everything. V'yigriyamri, Rabbi Elazar Romi, I have to say Rabbi Elazar asked us a question, the meaning of the word kenegdo itself, because ktiv kenegdo, but it could be read, so kenegdo is also, since there's no yud, can be read as negada, which has been hit. So that means to give somebody malchus. Karinan kenegdo, so there's a zacha kenegdo, lo zacha menagadato. So if he's zocher, she stands hand in hand with him, together with him. If not, she's constantly busting it. Rabbi Yossi found there, we go, no, he said, I don't get this. I don't see anything that women do for men. It's a disaster. The Maisha Zartalog. He told me one thing she helps out with family. What does she help with? On my last thing, you're a farmer. You bring wheat into the house. Is that what you eat? You eat wheat? You chew on wheat? Eat them, go sit. You bring linen into the house. Is that what you wear? You wear your seeds with pishnut. And obviously, she does the work, right? So learning said, me right now, remind me that Torah club. So she brightens your eyes with a loaf of bread and puts you on your feet with something to wear.
And so in a sense it is for all types of things, that what it is that a person ultimately relates to in its final form goes through the digestion and the process of transformation to make it suitable for him and for his family and so on, the dafka, through his wife. So he has all kinds of plans, he has all kinds of ideas, and very often they're sort of crazy until it goes through the viewer process, the filtering process, which the wife provides.
To be very good. Yeah, today, doesn't it? Yomar Balazar, my dechtiv zota pa'am etzem yatzamayu basar mi basari. It says this time means that this particular, obviously he was sleeping with his wife, he says this time, apparently, that means he must have had some kind of experiences of this, not at this time. So what is this referring to?
Sorry.
So what does this time mean? Malamik Shabbat Adam al Kol Bei Mavachaya. This teaches us that the process of the naming, that is over there, naming is the animals until he comes to the recognition that he doesn't have something that suits him. That naming and sexuality are the same thing. It's an act of love. So that in order to be omed on the tzura of each Bei Mavachaya, so he slept with, obviously at that point there was nothing prurient about sleeping with something. There was no sexual prurience. There was no hate associated with sexual activity. I don't know. It's the only biological mechanism that any species has of relating to the universe outside, which includes all of the psychological and therefore philosophical mechanisms, is based on sexuality. How else do you evolve in a way that sees outside of yourself? It's all like, yeah. So the only way in which he could possibly connect to the other animals was by relating to them sexually. So he must have tried out everything that there was. And Lanit Karadata never felt a connection to anything. Achaba al Chavav, actually it's in Chumashim, where they took this out of Dash. The Western sensitivities and obsession with sex is so extreme that Jews took it out. I mean, it could be because of the censor or something. The Rashi says, this is the portion of Shav and the Pasuk, so Sabah. I mean, that's such an embarrassing experience. I was teaching Yeshivat HaKotel. We're telling over this Gemara, and Rav Rashi explains this is the portion of Shav. No, that's Rashi. That's the Chumash. It's unbelievable. What's that?
Fig leaf commercial.
The Freudian elements of what lies beneath the potentiality of human interconnections and the development of the psyche are so obvious in the formation. It's almost childish. The only thing that represses everything is Christianity that makes it impossible to tolerate such demands. The Omer of Elozer, my dechtiv and nivrachu bechal komish b'chot adam. I remember that nivrach has a double meaning. It means bracha, and it means to be mavrich. Mavrich means to graft onto a tree. So nivrachu b'chol komish b'chot adama means that there will be grafts that need to be inserted into Avram Avinu. Well, ma'alei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram shtei brechot tovod yesh li lahavrich b'cha. I have two grafts that need to be grafted onto you. Ru'ut amo aviyah v'na'ama amonit. Not coincidentally, of course, the fundamental story of Yibum, the Torah is Rut and Moabiyam. That's what this Masechta is really all about. This is Naama is the mother of Rehovah. So she gets in later on into the Mishpat Samaluka, but she too is also necessary to be part of the building of Malchus Mashiach. Kol Mishpachot Adama. Kol Mishpachot Adama. Afila Mishpachot Adarot Ba'adama. In the Parchot El Bishvili. So the most primitive people on earth, cave dwellers, cavemen, they also, their prophet is only Bishvili Yisrael. Because the Tachlis, ultimately, of all development is Bishvili Yisrael. Kol Goyei Ha'aretz also means, Kol is a rem, Tosis understands this mean, Kol Goyei Ha'aretz. Anything which has connection to the earth, which means Afila Svinot Abaot Migalya Laskamia. In and is Baruch HaSal Bishvili Yisrael. Even boats that rarely are at shore, so it's Kol Goyei Ha'aretz, that's what Tosis understands. And another way of understanding is Kol Goyei Ha'aretz means the interrelationship between the Goyei Ha'aretz. And so that even the internet is only Nisbarek Bishvili Yisrael, is the way that we would see it. Right? That which creates the Kol of Goyei Ha'aretz. So it's international commerce. The Omar Rabbi Elazar, Atidim Kol Ba'alei Umnuyot, Jiyamdu Alakar. The bottom line is that when things get tough, there's nothing left but working the earth. It's maybe the lowest thing, but it's the most fundamental. It's the only thing that keeps the world alive. Some change the girsa because the Baal Umniyot, I think, is a contradiction from Umniyot. And it should say, instead of Umniyot, if we bring a riot from Umniyot, it should have said Umniyot, but the truth is we'll see that the whole Gemara really is involved in Umanut. So what we're using over here, the concept of Umniyot, is if I was correct earlier that I feel it's not like old. So the idea of here is that the complexity, the interconnectedness of the earth in those times is in terms of shipping. Okay, I mean, today obviously we have a broader sense of just simple ships. But that's the idea that you start off in your own Dalai Lama is growing a little bit of food for yourself. And that grows into an interconnected global economy in which you have everything because of the arts. But in the end, when everything collapses, what's left is of the greatest complexity comes down to being able to eat. And that's what the Pesuk has been meramis to over here. Anybody who held the rudders is going to end up getting off of their boat, all the malachim. The chovlei hayam is a lotion of chevel, because generally you control the sails with chavalim. So we call the professional sailors chovlei hayam. And al haaretz yamod, they will end up standing on, it should say el, but since Gemara was referring to al, they will stand on the earth. So El Aretz Yamod, we understand to mean they will be reduced to standing on the earth. The most primitive and the most ineffective in terms of making any money is to be a farmer. They will go down. He saw this field that the guy, and there's many different ways of learning this, I think probably the nice way is that he saw that it was extremely productive, and there was a kruv that was as wide as the entire aruga. So he said to the farmer, "Iteshade la orkech. I don't care if you get this thing to grow as long as the whole aruga, and you'd win the Guinness Book of World Records, afuke biiska tuv davinach. You'd be better off investing this work in business, because you ain't going to make any money on the farm." Rav, all of Beni Shivli, and Chazana the Kanaifa. So he walked between the Shibolim, it was a beautiful day, and there was fields of gold, and the wind was blowing, and he sees they're blowing back and forth, and everything is beautiful, and it looks good. And he said, Amalo, he said to the farmers that were there, he said, you know, Inayavta, it's new thing, you can blow all you want, and it's really nice. But I'll tell you one thing, Afuchi Beiska Tavmina, if you do better investing your life into some business, because it's just, you end up losing money in farming. Omar Rava, Mea Zuzi Beiska, you put $100 into an investment. They always have some wine and some meat, and you're sitting there. Mea Zuzi Bar, you put the same money into the ground. Milcha the Chafura. Oh my God. There's some salt and a little bit of Chafura means unripe stuff that you try to drag out to get something to eat. Meaning, all you're doing is basically taking out the weeds. The load, Ela Megani Leara, not only that, you can end up being so tired and so worn out, end up sleeping on the earth. Umarami like Tigre, how are you going to have his fights with your family because you never have time to worry about it? And you come back home and all you do is fall asleep because you're dead tired. What kind of life is that? Better to make money off the stock market. Homer of Pope.
Why is the word going so late to disparage farmers?
It's maybe have a relationship with women as well. This whole daf is relating to problem women and problem earths.
So, on the other side, like you said, it's the
Bill.
To be a beggar for me. Amr Papa, it's better to be Zerah Velo Tazmi. Plant enough food for your own self and don't buy your food from the super. And even if you're not going to save any money, I forgot that the Adani, you know, it's going to cost you just as much. Probably cost more. It's going to cost you just as much to grow your own veggies, you understand? But it's still a difference. I'm even more. The things you grow for yourself have a certain broker. So that's good. Zvin Velo Tizor. But I would also suggest selling before you get poor. In other words, if you have to sell your things, it's kedai to sell them, but I don't mean to be stark. This is only when we're talking about things like furniture. A galima, don't sell your clothing, because that you shouldn't sell, because lo nisram, you're like, because after all, I mean, clothing is what represents you. Once you start going downhill, you're never going to be able to get back there. Maybe you won't find something that is going to be express you as well. Tone velo tashpit. There's a hole in the wall. Take some shpachro and fill the hole. But don't do a shiputz. That's terrible. And I'll tell you, if you want to do a shiputz, but for sure don't build an addition. Don't tear down the wall and start over again. A shiputz means, you know, tear out the hole, make it larger, put in some new tiyach, do a good job. Be much better to do a little bit of cover it over, as they say. Be metayek. Don't try to do a good job. If you're going to do a good job, then do a good job, but don't do a whole massive rebuilding. Because anybody who starts with that ends up getting poor. So, it never ends up costing what they say it's going to cost. The estimates don't work. Quotes Zavin Ara. You know, you can jump into a deal when it has to do with buying property. Phonage, it's not Zavin, it's not to sell. It's one is to buy. Good idea to buy. It's always going to help. But take your time and don't jump into a marriage. Then you can regret at leisure, as they say. Go down a level and marry a woman that's not quite at your standard. And then, because otherwise she'll be after you, or you're never good enough for it. First, could I go down? Let her look up to you. Sak darga, but go up a level to be bachar shishbina, to be bocher, somebody will be your friend, will take you to the chuppah. That's always good for you. Omer lozer, omer belozer paravina, inkur anut ba'alil olam, elevish for Yisrael. Not only does bracha come for Yisrael, but all things that are destructive also come from Yisrael. Shinema, because here it says in the pasuk, "Yichrati goyim," I wipe out peoples. Nashamu pinaton, their corners have become desolate. Echarati chutzotam ibli over. All of these things I did, and then it continues on to say, "Amarti," I said to myself, "Akteriyoti," you're going to see what it is that I do, and tikhi musar. Maybe that doesn't work, but meanwhile we see that what was done because Yisrael should take musar. Rav, having lived in Rabbi Chiya. Rav was leaving Rabbi Chiya. So Omar Le Rachmana Litzlach, we needed a kashim. Chiya told him, make sure God should save you from something worse than death. He speaks to himself, something worse than death. I mean, he can lead it to kashim in Musa. Then he realized, of course, it's a pasuk. So that means God should save you from a woman that can be worse than death. Rav, unfortunately, didn't work too well because Rav ended up marrying an awful woman. So Rav Avi Bitzari lay the visa, she hated him. And all she did was try to make his life miserable. So Ki Avi Avidele Tavuchi, when he would say to Omar, he would say, Avidele Tavuchi, make me some Adashim. Although Echimtsi, she would the Dafka make him the opposite of Adashim, something of a Samut, that Kipias. If he wanted Chimtsi, she would make him Adashim. Anyway, his son, Chia Bered Rav, his son, Gigodah Chia Bered, when his son got older, he figured, why should I let my mother do this to my father? I'll lie to her. I'll say my father wants Adashim, and then she'll, but she really doesn't, and then she'll do the opposite. So then I already know the way she goes. So if he wants chicken, so I'll tell her he wants meat, so my chicken. So he knew how to handle it. So Abichah, he would twist it so that he would get her to end up doing what she, now Rav was absolutely shocked. All of a sudden she's actually making what he ordered. So Omar Lehi asks, yeah, he wouldn't ask her. Yalyalach, he made what? Your mother has suddenly turned into a good woman because of you. Oh, my wife says, no, I know who the Kafichala. What I do is I just twist it, so I use reverse psychology. Oh, my lay said, not bad. I knew the Ka'amrihinshi people say, the Nafik Minak, the one who comes from you, meaning your child, time of Malafak, ends up teaching you how to program the VCR. But Lamaisa, Aplotavi Hakzi, but it's not a good idea for you to do this. Shinema, Limda Lishonamba, Ber Sheker. I mean, what this does basically is it teaches you, to lie. Haven Yelum. So you end up becoming a person who relates to life with sheker. Dad wants this, perfectly well, wants the opposite. It's not kedai. I'll suffer. Rebekia, who apparently knew well from his own experiences when he warned Rav against having a horrible woman. Rebekia used to have a wife who would do everything to hurt him. No, that's Rebekia Brei de Rav. This is Rebekia was his rebbe, gave him a brother. God should save him from a wife like mine, basically. So anyway, he had a wife like that. But nonetheless, he had a mishakech meeting when he would walk, find something nice to buy for his wife. Sire like a sutra and ice, and he would wrap it up, and the sutra, and he would bring it to him. Amarle Rav, so Rav asked him, I don't understand. Why do you treat your wife so nicely? She's horrible. Welcome in Sire Le Lamar. She's so terrible to you. Amarle, so he had told Rav, Diana, look, we owe her enough. She may God love her name. She raises our children. She saved us from Hilurei Adair. At least I have a woman. Well, she may not be the best, but you have to be marketed for what you got. Markedly, Rav Yitzchak, great. Rav Yehuda was teaching his son, Rav Yitzchak, the Pasev, Umotzei Ani Mar Mi Mavet Et Aisha. So he said, give me an example. He said, your mother. Your mother is that kind of woman. He asked the Gemara, but I don't understand. Rav Yehuda was teaching Rav Yitzchak Berei, Ein Adam Motzei Korat Ruach, Ela Mishto Rishonah. A person never finds a sense of satisfaction and belonging except from his first wife. Shenemar Yehi Mikor Chabar, your Makor, the place that you begin. That should be Baruch, and that's a Sumach Nehashen Yurecha. So Rav Yehuda asked him, Rav Yitzchak asked Rav Yehuda, who do you mean? He said, like your mother. Well, make up your mind. I mean, is she horrible or is she wonderful? So how do you explain that? And so the Gemara, Matkif Tekifa, like she had a big mouth, and she would get angry and it, she was horrible. But, Iburmi Abram, she would forget, you know, she would forgive. During those times, she was okay. And she had good parts to her that he could relate to. But Lamaisa, when she was mad, it was Marmi Mother. Here's the Domi Yisharaha. When we say she's Yisharaha, what do we mean? She does a great job in making that table look really beautiful. But she also does a great job of making her mouth just as big. She'll make a beautiful meal, but before you get to sit down, she'll give it to you with her well-decorated mouth. She decorates just as well as her table. That's already Elisha Rav. Rava says, she decorates the table. But Mahadra Le Gar turns it back. Very different. One is frontal, and one, literally. And the other one is the opposite.
Passive aggression.
What's worse over here, the passive aggression or the frontal aggression? So his avonot, the person marries a woman, his avonot pop away.
Rashi learns mit pakkim means it becomes pakuk. That means that it's stifled, it's held in place, and they don't come out, they don't show, like a pakak, like a plug. Wouldn't prevent something from escaping.
When a person would get married, so they would ask him at the wedding, is this a matzah wedding or a motzei wedding? Is it matzah d'chim matzah isha matzah tov, or is it a motzei wedding? There are probably hundreds of children about this, because of course, what are people going to talk about in a shepherd office besides matzah and motzei? But I've never seen anybody who actually takes the Gemara seriously. The Gemara is saying something mamish, so pushy and so clear that it's astounding. The Nafkamina is Matzah Motzei. It's not a remiss of Motzei. It's the words. They're saying you have to make up your mind. If you found a wife, it's going to be okay. If you're finding a wife, you're going to be miserable. In other words, if you're setting a short career, because Isha refers to careers, a person who's attempting to see if he likes what he has is never happy. A person who jumps into something makes a determination, look, this is it, and this is what I've got, and we've got to make it work. You're sitting here at your wedding, you're still wondering whether you did the right thing. You're in for hell. I said it at the wedding. Look, you have to make up your mind. This is what you're going for. This is what you're going for. And mom is pushing me into the words. But it's a remez. The guy's supposed to hear him. Omar Rav, Isha ra'a mitzvah l'garsha. The mitzvah to be begarish a woman who is bad. And I went about all the women who were terrible over there. Why didn't they get rid of their women? No, it's not a stirum. That's why I have to knock the table. But why don't you get rid of them? I mean, sometimes it says, Ketubat HaMerubah. It says, Yeshua Bani Mimena. She has to take care of the Bani. Or maybe she's not that bad, you know, it gets worse. you don't know that what she does is going to be better. So there it's a mitzvah to be megarisha, because it says, garish leitz, miyatzim adam, yishpot din the kalom. Get rid of the leitz, and you'll get rid of problems from your life. You know, my rabba, ishara av tuvatam ruvam, you got a bad wife, but you can't afford to go through the court system. There's a simple solution. Take another one. And let her live together with the other. This is, of course, Rav Lashitasa is Rav Lashitasa, who says later on that a man is allowed to take another wife. Not that he has to make a deal with his first wife. The Amri Incha, because look, I mean, people say the thing that kills a woman the most is for you to have another wife. B'chaverta v'lo b'silta. You want to really get to her? Get to her with another woman. Not by poking her with a thorn. That's not the thing. But the other woman, that'll kill her. See, yeah, jealousy will always do it. That's what to do. You know the Chinese torture? Like a little hole in the roof, you know. Drip, 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 the old water torture. Shenemar, but a woman is worse. Shenemar, Delef Torei, the Yom Sagril. A little drip in your roof on a stormy day. Oh my God. The Ashes Midanim Nishtava. It's the same thing. Chinese water torture is no different than an Ashes Midanim. All Nishtava. Let me show you how much the Torah values Nisha Torah. Let me ask you something. It's true, we don't know. I mean, this pasuk could be taken as a metaphor. Could be Matzah Isha in terms of a woman, but I don't care what it means. If it's meant to be taken literally, the pasuk is calling this good with a capital G. It's amazing. This is what's good. Matzah Isha, amazing. And if you want to say that the pasuk is really talking about Torah, okay, even so, even Torah mishtayigra. If the only thing that the pasuk can use as a metaphor for the type of Torah is an isha tova, it's amazing. And look, kamara aisha ra'a. The pimotzei mar mi mavet taisha. So if we're talking about literally a taisha, so then even gabam mishtayigra. Kamara aisha ra'a shakatu peganam. Usually the pasuk doesn't say bad things. The pasuk uses a nice language. Or some British understatement. But to say, I mean, this is Marmi Mavis, it's unbelievable. So what's it going to? The Torah should call such a thing openly so bad. So that's amazing. And if it's referring to one's field, so to speak, in hell, ultimately Marmi Mavis, she began Namishtoi Prasa. Kamarai Sharash again. I mean, if the Torah can refer to hell as a woman, then that must mean that women have got a sort of a hellish aspect in them, that one has to recognize that Torah is using as a metaphor. Okay, what is the meaning of an evil that you'll never be able to get out of? Zoe Sharaut Uvadam Ruba. This is a woman that you're dying to get rid of, but you can't afford to get rid of, so you're stuck no matter where you go. You can't get out of it. That's Loyukhalat Sekhman. Nitanani Hashem Videlo Uchalkum. And that's Mamish, meaning an evil. God has put me in the hands of that which I can't get up again. You're stuck in a relationship that you can't stand, but you can't afford to get out of it. The idea of here is where you become dependent for your life. You don't have anything to eat unless you buy it. So over there, there's no way for you to stand up on your own feet. What is the meaning of the curse? That your children will be given into the hands of another nation. That somebody who another woman, stepmother is what it means. In other words, that your children should be raised by a stepmother. That's la'am acher. It's like taking them to a total alien. But going naval, what's it going naval? Going naval, the greatest society is like you got the worst level of another nation that rules over you. Is an ishara to the Tamarubai. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. It means in terms of nationality. So that within your own nation, you have ones that are menuvalim. This refers to the Tzedukim because Amar Naval Bilibo is usually a censored version of the Christians, and they let me know. So, but they changed it to Tzedukim to avoid the reference to the Christians. So Amar Naval Bilibo in Elohim, this is a Lashon Goy Naval, is someone who doesn't have a Munah Hashem. Bimasni Satan, a Goy Naval. Means like a nevela. It's not referring to something metaphysical. It's referring to people like Anche Barberia, Anche Martinai, people who run the marathons, you know. Shemahalk and Arumin Bashuk, they run around naked in they don't wear any clothes, they wear a little short, and they run around outdoors. There's nothing that God hates more, or feels more disgusted by. And people walk around half naked into the marketplace, they don't have any COVID for the tzur of an Adam. That's the word here. Rav Yochanan Amar, Elo Chavarim. These are the Chavarim that were the Ummah that came to Bavel. They were absolutely the worst. And they told Rav Yochanan, Hotu Chavari Lebavel. These guys are invading here. They're taking over Bavel. Shaga Nafal. He pushed a collapse. Oh my God. But they said, but Mekabe Shukta. They're open to money. Oh. Torah Tiyosh. That's okay. And there's always a way out. Gazru al Shloshan v'pnei Shloshan. They had three gezeros when they came to Bavel. They made three gezeros against the Jews. Gazru al Basar. They asked Shchita. It's like those Swiss. They asked Shchita. Why was that? What was the Nida Geneged Mina? V'pnei Amatanot. People weren't being Zohir on the Zerul HaKarayim v'Keva. Because they didn't give to the Kohen their Chelek.
Now the question is, Bichlau, whether they were Mechuyev to give the Matonis, which are the Zerul HaKarayim v'Keva, to the Kohen. After all, the Gemara Chumen brings that we paskin, or at least the Noyig and Oyelam, Kani Plaza Sabi, which is Rabbi Lohi. One of them is Rabbi Lohi says, Rashi says, is not knowing in Chutzar. Rashi says over there that that's true about the Matonis of the Zerul HaKarayim v'Keva. As well, we also paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra over there, says that about Keri doesn't need tefillah, which some learn is Nogei Adepshat in the next piece, that there was a Gezerah, they were Gezer on the Merchatzaot, that the Jews can't use the public baths because they didn't do tefillah, but that's because they were being Noeg maybe literally. Others learn that they didn't do the Chafifa properly, pay enough attention to Chatzit, and then spend an hour doing over a woman to prepare to go to the mikveh. In any event, Shaila was about the din of the Matanais. And the truth is, as a machlokas, a poskim, if there is a chiyah b'sman hazeh to give the Matanais to the Kohen in Chutzlarts. The Rambam and the Tur paskin that the Matanais noeg ben boretz ben b'chutzlarts at all times. But the Tur brings Rashi's and the Rami Rottenberg's pshat that they're not noeg if it's b'sman hazeh. When Beis Yosef, however, writes that Rashi says that it's not dependent in time, it's not gathered by some English, but rather in place. So it's chayav only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutzlaretz. Whereas the Rush says that according to Rami Rottenberg, the Pesach is like the Rambam, that it is Noeg Bizman Hazeh, and the Rush says that he never saw that people are not knowing this Bizman Hazeh. So that according to the Bach explains what the Torah is trying to say. There's that La Halacha, there's an Noeg Bizman Hazeh, Lamaisa people don't do it, and therefore the Torah is writing the Din Lamaisa. And he was basically relying on what Rashi had written in a Tshuva. Beis Yosef asks on if they're not Noeg Bizman Hazeh, based on the Gemara. And then the Rabbi Yochanan says that the Gzera, terrible Gzera over Elabosar, was because they didn't give Matanis. So then, obviously, the Gemara is saying it was a terrible thing, and that you do have to give the Matanis. And the Shulchan Paskins, indeed, that they're not giving them the Chutzlaretz, and others say that, bottom line is, the Minigay is that it's not given. And, there's a Piskei Tshuva who writes that Lamaisi, you can rely on Mekilim even in places that are near Israel. But, and he says that the people, the Gdele Chachomim, were never Mocha on those who didn't give it. And that is the greatest kriyas minig that's possible. Nonetheless, he says, if someone comes to ask the halacha, you have to tell him that the rit from the Rambam or Machner, that if he wants to do what's correct, the world of bracha, if he wants to be soymech on the minig, you can tell him, look, you can rely on.
So the minig that I get mina was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away their meat. Gazru al Merchatzaot, and they prohibited the baths for the Jews. They had tefillah, because people weren't being zayir properly in tefillah for tumah. And they would bulldoze cemeteries. Why is that? So they
and for participating in the days of the holidays, a little celebration in the office. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, do you want to be happy with that Dikachovim? We'll give you something to be miserable about.
We see this because we see that the uprooting of cemeteries indeed is considered to be an enesh for something that is done by the living. Or Rashi should say, the bulldozing of a cemetery is a punishment for the mason, not for the lion. Whereas the way we're explaining it, it's because of the fact that the current generation is making the only done. So how do we understand it? Because it says in the pasuk, "Vayso yad Hashem b'chem u'b'avotechem." What's the pshat? Lo tishmu b'kol Hashem. God's hand will be against your fathers. How does that? That's the pshat. Omar Rav Shmuel, zu chatu tishapim. That's the pshat. A person can be gerim ra to his forefathers at the uproot cemeteries. The Omar Arba Avon Chayim Medim Itchatati. Omar the Rabba Rabba Bamor. Steve, on the one hand, Pesach says, Lo Yeasvu, the Lo Yikaveru, the Domen Al Bnei Adamayu, that those who die warm will not be gathered, will not be buried. They will be like fertilizer on the field. So then, how do you explain the fact that it says in the same Navi says the next part of the Nivchar Mavas Michayim, that they will choose death over life? I mean, this is not the kind of death that a person would choose. So how do you explain that? Omalei nifchar mavet l'rishayim shelo yichyu b'olam hazeh v'yichta'u v'yiplu b'geinam. What it means is that any death would be better to one who lives in a way that only helps him go to hell. That's the truth. It's not that they will choose. It's that death is preferable to a life that leads only to that which is worse than death. That's the truth. So there's even though that we're talking about a mavis, which is a domah b'nei adama, but mavis is preferable.
Who exactly were these chavarim? Rashi always learns that it actually means the Parsim. When the Parsim came to Bavel, Tosfos always disagrees with them and proves that that's not the case because he describes the difference between the Parsim and the chavarim because he says how both of them appear. One looks like Chayalot Shel Beit David, one looks like Malachi Chavala, so it's obvious that they're not the same. There's other places where it contrasts the places where the Chavri come to Bavel. Rashi learns that that's Bimei Koresh, which is when the Parsim, the Gemara clearly was talking about the time of Rabbi Yochanan, which is completely different centuries. And therefore, Tosfos learns that the Chavarim are a particular nation that actually had invaded and appeared in Bavel at the time. And at that time, they had a strong religion of Avodah Zorah, which they were very mashpia with the Zoroastrianism on the Persians. And because of that, we're goring all types of religious persecution, which we're talking about over here. There is also a das that Tosfos brings on here, B'Masechet Shabbos, from Rabbi Yaakov Mikorvil, that the Chavarim is not the name of a nation, but is rather the name of the religious order of the Parsim. Which is why he calls them Malachi Chavala, because they dress in these black clothing, sort of like the Armenian priest that we see here in the Old City. And before we discuss Ben Sira, there's a very, very interesting story about particularly who Ben Sira is. We've discussed earlier when we were talking about the sugya of someone who became pregnant in a bath, from someone who had ejaculated in the bath. And I mentioned to you back there in Chagiga that basically it's brought by the Chalkas Mechotik from the Ma'aril, that Ben Sira was actually the son of Yirmiyahu, which is really weird, which is if you take a look at the gematria of Sira and Yirmiyahu are identical gematrias. And they didn't want to call him Ben Yirmiyahu because he was very embarrassed about this. And they started calling him Ben Sira. And Maisa, there's also, I mean, he brings that it was actually Yirmiyahu's own daughter who had gotten pregnant from him. And this was a story of Rishayim who forced the Yirmiyahu into ejaculation. And a very, very weird story. But in any event, we know that in Sanhedrin, Rav Yosef is the one who says that you're not allowed to read Sefer Ben Sira. And Rashi says over there because it's full of all kinds of nonsense and brings you into this mumbo-jumbo, which is Mevatel Torah. And the Seft actually brings the Ben Sira. And all of the ones that were written are all called Apocrypha, the Ramtam Yadayim. They don't have a din of Kedusha. But nonetheless, as the Rashi points out, it's true that Chazal are like a filter and they bring very nice things from Ben Sira. And they allow us access without the waste of time that otherwise would be involved.
Through the Sefer Ben Sira, which we're not supposed to read, but again, the Gemara acts as a filter for those things that are useful. Isha tova matana tova. Having a good wife is like, that's great. And that's I don't know, it skips over the Chet Yorei Elokim, which should say directly this part about Labala, as the Bakhtay son. The Chet Yorei Elokim Tinatim. And Ishara at Sarat Labala. So apparently the printer put in the Baala as a parallel. So Maita Kante, what should he do? Yigashena, he taught him it's Sarato. His wife is like having Sarat. He should get rid of it. And that way he'll get rid of his Sarat. Ishayafa, Hashay Baala. Mispari Yamavak Felim. Somebody who has a beautiful wife. It's like his lifetime is doubled. Haleme Necha Meeshat Chen. Think to like him in the top. Take your eyes away from a beautiful woman that belongs to somebody else, because you may get caught in her trap. Don't go over to her house to have a drinking party with her husband. Because a beautiful woman just her looks were enough to destroy many. And there's whole armies that have been murdered by such women. There were more people that were killed by the Avon man that sells all these things to women that make her more attractive. And he comes in there, and her husband walks in, and boom. So there's an awful lot of killings like that. It's a Rochel Hamargin. The Dvar Erva, Ki Nitzutz Mav Ir Gakelet. It's like you've got everything ready to burn, all you need is one spark, you know? And Ki Chluv Malay Oath. Kim Patei Malayim Mir Ma. The worst thing is, there's hanky-panky going in on the house. Everything becomes a lie. Everything's a cover-up. Everything's false. Al Tatzer Tzarat Machar. Never worry about tomorrow, because you may not be there tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to survive today. Shemon Machar Babenenu. Here the guy spends his whole day worrying about tomorrow. Tomorrow comes and he's not even in his world. Nitzim, it's there all on Shemon Shemon. He's not worried about the world. That's none of his darn business. Kabbalah Lasman. Minara bin mitoch beitcha. Keep out the hordes from your home. And even the ones that are left, lo hakol tavid b'kadon, don't bring even those special people into your house. Rabim yutar sheish lo mechi, a lot of people that are acquaintances and say good morning with a smile. But galeit sod le'echad me'ala.
He says, he basically
got the sukkah here saying, that's true. But people that you could share with, share only one out of 1,000. Don't think that everybody that smiles at you is somebody that you could sit and talk to. That's the modern idea. You know, everybody puts it all out on the blog, puts their hand down. That's not the way to do it.
It would be around the same time as Yossi Ben Yosef, like those. In Bais Shemesh, it would be roughly the same time as Yossi
Ben Yosef.
And
Sira,
like the Zugos.
You're asking
about
that.
That's
interesting. Omravasi in Gendavikor, which is how we started the Sodia, Achi Chukol and Shemot Shabbuf, Shemema Kiruach Mufana Yahatov. Neshamot and Yasiti. One of the interesting shot in Rashi brings elsewhere is that Yatov is watching the Ha'atufim, the ones that come late. So in other words, I'm waiting. The Ruach, Mashiach, Ruach HaPeinu, Mashiach Hashem, is dependent on the later Neshamot. Yatov comes late. Neshamotufim, Neshamot and Yasiti. In order that they shall all be expressed, a beautiful way of analyzing the Pasuk. It doesn't bring here, but beautiful. Okay, this is how we started the Sugya, which brings us back once again to the period of Arabia. Obviously, the period of Arabia issue is fundamentally related to Yibam. Right? That's the Akum HaShem HaChiv HaMet. It all is deeply interrelated, and more so than in Kiddushin, with the idea of bringing forth Neshama, the idea of the Gilgulim that has to do with Yibam, Neshamot, and the Asit. So these are sukkahs that belong in Yavamas particularly. To Kom Yishen, let's take the period of Arabia, Kiru Shofer Damim. Shinama Shofer, Dama, 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 Moi Shofer. Which is immediately followed by a temporal. What's the connection? Not being part of a rova is like a killing. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Kilnu Ma'it Admud. It says Ki Betzelem Elohim Asat Adam, and then it says a temporal. So that means that the person who is Mamayit in humanity is Mamayit Betzelem Elohim, because it's humanity is all that expresses that Tzelem. Ben Azay Omer Kilu Shofer Dami Munu Ma'it Admud. Goes on both circuit. Shinama about temporal on both in Yonim before. That Shofech Dam Adam Adam Damoy Shofech Ki Betzelem Elohim. They looked at Benazah, they said, did you repeat that, please, Mr. Bachelor? Yesh Ma'adah Resh B'Na'am Kayim. You know, there's people who give good drushes, and they do what they say. There's people who don't know how to give good drushes, but at least they do things right. Na'am Kayim Vein Ma'adah Resh. But you got a beautiful way of saying things, but you sure don't express what you say. Vatan Ma'adah Resh, but you're not Ma'am Kayim. You should be ashamed of yourself. Amarlan Benazah, and what am I supposed to do? Nice. I got no time for this kind of stuff, you know. Actually, the world can live with other people who are busy with families and kids, the period of Arabia. I got other things on my mind. So, that's a good idea. Brilliant. Well, the place is Rinsen. We know that Benazza married Rabbi Akiva's daughter, that's a child to say. So the final year apparently was that he didn't remain, he didn't continue to be Isaac, which is really the dinner of Yeshua. Half appreciation was the question, whether our Mishnah follows that sheet or not. Does he have to be Isaac, continue to be Isaac in the period of Arabia? So that is indeed only the Ramban. It's not included in the Etzmachia of the period of Arabia. That's a din in either the Sheves Yitzara to be Isaac, continue to be Isaac. And Sheves is not really the Cheftz of the Mitzvah. It's a Gibli Milsen, or an Indian, it was Babokh Zah Zarecha, Erev Al Tanach Yadecha, but it's not a Chi of Gomor. So the question is, to obviously, like all things, it's triage. You've got to decide what's more fashion. For me, I mean, my contribution is unique in terms of my learning. As far as biology is concerned, anybody can take care of that. So it's better that I should do my unique thing. But in a tsunami, it doesn't prevent me from being direct. What the Indian period really is.
Now, this question of how Ben Isaac can simply say, what am I supposed to do in Nafshi Chashka B'Torah? I mean, it's weird. The Rambam brings that the chiyuv of marriage begins at like 17. And his Russian is for based on the Gemara, as we'll see, that if he's past 20 and he didn't get married, he's being over, he's being levatal, and it's his essay. But im haya Isaac b'ter v'torud bo, if he's learning and he's involved and he's afraid to marry, k'desh lo yitrach b'mezaynes, he's batal min atera, harezem mutar li yisacher, because Isaac b'mitzvah is batal min ha-mitzvah, so if a person's going to have to lose, says the Rambam, koshkin b'talmud Torah, if a person's going to have to lose his entire ability to be sitting and learning through marriage, so then we say Isaac b'mitzvah batal min ha-mitzvah. Now the Rambam also brings an halacha gimel, a super level of this halacha, which is based on his Gemara, and he writes, Misha Chashkan Avshar B'Torah Tamid, someone who's always involved in Torah, V'Shagabah, and he goes wild over Torah to the point where he's no longer controllable. Ki Ben Hazai, and he actually mentions Ben Hazai by name, V'Nidbakba Kol Yamav V'Lo Nisa Isha, his entire life, he sticks with the Torah and doesn't marry, Ein B'Yado Avon. does not consider it to be a sin, with one condition, as long as he doesn't engage in anything that is also doesn't have sexual fantasies, and so on. He cannot take this heter, and that would be true even if he has children, if he was Mekayim Piri of Arivia, because Shema Yavolidei Hirur. The tour actually brings this Rambam, word for word. Now the Shulchan Aruch actually paskins the Lashon of the Rambam, literally word for word. He says, Misha Chashkan Afshe Batera, Kibben Azai, and Sedera, Ebi Ado Avain, with the condition, Shalai Yitzum is Kabra Alav. And so the Taz is medayik, that since it says, Ebi Ado Avain, it's Mashmat Chathila, this is not the correct thing to do. And the Ritva quotes the Tosfos as saying that in these generations, we don't have people that are on this Dag of Ben Azai. And the Beis Yosef writes this actually in a Tshuva, and the Aruch HaShulchan brings it Mahalach.
So others have this a little bit different, by the way. Just who said what? Tanya Idav, that it was Rebbe Eliezer says, "Komi shenas in the period of Rebbe Kilo Shevet Dami." Shinana Shevet Dami Dami Shevet Dami Tempur Avu. Rebbe Eliezer Ben Azariah said, "Kilo Ma'ay that moves." Ben Azai said, "The both." And Rebbe Ben Azai Yesh Nadar. It's just a question of the order of who said what. Tanrama, Uvinocho Yomar Shuvah Hashem Rivavot Alfei Yisrael. So we're talking about the Ashras Hashkina. Shuvah Hashem bring the Shkina back in as we're moving from place to place. We put the Mishkan back together again. Now we bring the Orein in, and we want the Shechina to be Shuvah. So what's that have to do with the Rivavos Alfa Yisrael? From there we see, Malamit She'ina Shechina Shara Alpachot Mishnei Alafim U'Shnei Rivavot Mi'Yisrael. You need indeed 22,000 people in order for there to be the Ashras Hashechina that is required for the Mishkan. So now imagine, suppose, while Yisrael is 21,999 people. There cannot be Ashras Hashechina. But this guy's got a chance to make up that one. That may be the one that will allow the Shechina to be sure of Yisrael. So clearly, not being Isaac in Piri of Arivia is going to start with Hashechina. Doesn't matter. Like Yisrael's never Pachas Bihut. It means people that are royally to be Ashras Hashechina. Abachonan Amar Mishum Rebbe Eliezer Chayav Nisa. We see that the Kiddusha of the Mishkan comes through over here, the whole idea of Nodav Avir. So when it talks about Nodav Avir, again, in this week's parsha, so it says, Uvanim lo ayulam. It says over there that they died, and Bakrivan Ezara, Uvanim lo ayulam. What's that say, Vanim lo ayulam? Mashima, ayulam lo banim lo meter. That if indeed they had had sons, then they wouldn't have died. Achenim amrim, Gorem lechinashi to stalek me Israel to posik. The pasuk says, "Akimosi brisi beniu v'nichavizaracha charecha." To what? Liyot lechal Elohim lezaracha charecha. So liyot lechal Elohim means that the Shechina will be shared on Klal Yisrael, but only lezaracha charecha. So it means that the two go hand in hand. This much lezaracha charecha Shechina shara. When you have people being Isaac in the hemship of Yisrael, that there should be zaracha charecha, then you have a shara Shechina. But ain't zaracha charecha mishara alaitzim alavanim? Where's the Shechina supposed to be shared? Expect it to be shira on the wood, on the yavonim that you have in your migdash. That's not what the Shechina is for. The Shechina is for people.